literally start immediately. A wing my whip. I can start immediately. A wing my whip. How you like that, dude?
A wing my whip. We on, baby.
Can't believe you're attacking me right now, dude. I actually got served. I got served with a court summons this week.
For what?
It was bullshit. It was fake.
It was bullshit.
It was fucking fake, dude.
They fake news summons, dude?
They fake courted me. They bill collectors court? Bill collectors have this shit where they pretend they're lawyers. I've been dealing with this for forever. Bill collectors will hit you up and be like, hi, this is an account manager at Rothstein and Burglar or whatever. And they're like...
Rothstein, huh?
Rothstein.
Rothstein, huh?
Rothstein and Burger. They're like, this is... And I'm like, dude...
Rothschild.
I'm like, what is this? Yeah, this is Rothschild and fucking Prescott, dude. They call you up and they try to get you to believe that they're... I've done this before. I'm like, dude, are you guys a law firm? They're like, well, technically we do work hand in hand. It's like, yeah, whatever. So you know how I beefed with that one company and put it on the Reddit to be like... This number told me they're going to call all my family and friends because I was leaving them 3-minute voicemails. And I'd be like, everybody. I would sing the whole song while I was driving and then just like let it go out. And so like, people were picking up the, because I was battling them like left and right.
And you would leave voicemails of you singing Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, and I leave voicemails Jesus on weekends Christ, of me singing dude. Backstreet Boys to them. So the guy, I called
have
him
you,
back.
Have you told anyone that that's what you were up to?
No, I've been up to some wild.
Psychologically warfaring telemarketers?
Because they told me, they're like, we're going to call your whole family. So I started calling them every day, like, yo, bro, what's up? What's good with it, dude? You guys just fake promises, dude? You're not going to actually do it? And I would just every day call them. And like, I called the secretary. She's like, I think I could help you. I'm like, honestly, I don't want to talk to someone of your position. Please get me right to
damn.
The fashion. Dude, just... Mental warfare is a psyop.
One of these people, I know you're winning a lot of these battles, but
well, they struck
someone's
back hard.
Gonna fuck you.
I was doing a hard psyop on them, and then they fucking struck back, dude. All of a sudden, my cousin texted me. It was like 3 days later. After the Backstreet Boys message, they called me. They called my cousin, emailed my brother. They're hitting my parents up, saying that I was being served with a legal summons for CityCard. Which is a credit card I bounced on when I was 18. It's like, bros, this is over. Like, you
yeah,
lost.
You lost.
It's 7 over. Years is up. So.
7 years is up?
They
is
served,
that the rule?
Yeah, 7 years, dude. Especially if you pick, my mom was like, if you pick up the phone and go like, I don't know what you're talking about, that you have to, if you acknowledge it, I heard, the clock can start ticking if you're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. So, that's according to my mom, but I'll get her cite sources if you're fucking Nancy about it. So. So they sent these things
you
out.
You might want her to cite some sources.
People were sending me shit. That's just fucking white trash meta knowledge, dude. Just be like, just ignore the phone calls. It all goes away. And you're like, thanks,
I
mom.
Mean, I have that. That's
I
all
swear
I
to
do.
God.
People are like, your student loans are due. I'm like, who is this?
Well, it works with the IRS, too.
IRS is on my ass,
it's like,
dude.
I just know a guy who's battling them, and he's like an older guy. He goes, yo, bro, all I got to do is wait like 6 more years, and this shit all goes away. But he's been battling them for years and years. I think if you become a senior citizen, then maybe they leave you alone. I don't know.
I just started. My battle just began.
With the IRS?
Yeah, I'm in year one of my battle with the IRS.
This guy owes him some cash.
They're like, you owe us $1,500 from 2015. I was like, nah, dude.
Yeah, come get me. Well, they'll start penalizing you hard as fuck.
How?
They'll just add that 15 to 2000 and this and that.
Oh, yeah. They
and
will.
And if you ever go to sell a house, they come in and hit you with a chop. That's why I have weird debts to the credit cards that I think are gone, but someone told me that, like, yeah, they won't get you, but if you go to sell a house or any kind of big transaction,
yeah,
they'll take it right out. So before you sell a house, if you have any weird credit card stuff, settle with them, because you can settle for pennies on the dollar, but if you sell a house, they hit a lien and they just take everything they want.
Whew.
So you're just a hot potato. If you're debt, people are selling you debt and passing you around and hoping they get to cash in on you. So either way, but... They told my cousin, like, that I was being summoned for court and that I was denying. Basically, I was on the lam. So people were like, dude, you're going to court? Did you get in trouble? I'm like, dude, it's fucking – I'm at war with my fucking ex-creditors. Just leave it alone. It's no big deal.
You're at war. And by that, you mean just you're not paying.
Yeah. I'm singing Backstreet Boys, dude. I'm not paying them. I refuse. They're trying to tell me from $1,200 back in 2005 that I owe them now $9,000. And I'm like, dude.
Sounds serious.
Fuck you guys. No. Every time they call me, I'm like, nice, dude. Thanks. I'm good. I'm glad it's growing. They're like, it's not an investment. It's not an investment. It's just debt.
You keep saying, no, continue my growth in my portfolio.
It's my portfolio, dude. It's negative $9,000.
Man, but that's such a funny way to handle that.
Oh, dude.
You look debt collecting and be like, nice. Please keep that rising.
They go, let's
that
go, dude.
Great. Good
let's
job.
Go. Let's see what we can get in Q3. And they're like, dude, it's not even. It's Q1, dude. All right. But they. So then they called my cousin. Because I used to work for a company called Cider Mill Services doing demolition. My cousin has a company called Cider Mill Services that's landscaping. Cider Mill Landscaping. So they fucked up on my W-2. So Cider Mill geeked out being like, we talked to your employer. We're going to garnish your wages. First of all, I don't work for either of them anymore. They called my cousin. And I was like, so when they hit me, my cousin hit me with that. I was like, all right, I'm going to call him back. And I went, when I called him back the first time, I was, you know, being my quick, usual city wit self, being like, you're not
you
a lawyer.
So much city wit.
Stop. You're a city slicker. Dude, I'm a city slicker. So the whole time I was like, just dude, quick when I first, boy. When I got the news from my brother and my cousin, I called the place up and I'm like, who is this? I'm like, are you guys lawyers? They're like, oh, we work for, I'm like, yo, dude. You're a fucking bill collector, bro. You're sitting there with a Monster Energy drink pretending you're a lawyer. You're a fucking loser. And I start just rant, hitting this. You got to strike first because they hit hard. So I'm like, you're a fucking
loser. What do you mean he has to do? I was like, strike first. You got to insult.
Because they hit you. They're like, look, they do it to you. They're like, what's the matter, bud? Oh, you can't handle your money? You're a fucking. They're like, oh, you can't pay your bills?
Well, they only do that because you do the Backstreet Boys.
No, they've done that to me before.
I've never had somebody call me and be like, what the fuck, dude? What are you, a loser?
Because you don't. Well, that's true, too. When they first started calling me, I'm like, dude, I live in the woods, bro. I was like, come get me. And they'd be like, you're a loser.
I live in the woods.
So I was like, dude, you're a fucking dude in a cubicle with a Monster Energy drink. Pretending to be a lawyer right now. It's like, you're a telemarketer, bro. Stop flexing. They're like, oh, so then they'd be like, whatever. So then when they started calling my family because they got pissed off.
It's crazy.
So then I told my cousin, I was like, all right, dude, like, just, I'm going to call him back again. I called another number, the 188 number they gave me, and was like, hello? And they're like, the guy was like, oh, yes, is this, we have the case. And I was like, what is this for? And I was just pretending to be retarded.
Yeah, I know. I thought like, of that too.
Your play, bro. I thought about,
yo, I'm actually retarded now.
I was just like, what? He's like, you owe money. We're coming. Dude, this guy literally was like, this is a court summons. Do you understand that? And I was like, I don't know what's happening right now. And they're like, we're going to come drag you out of your house, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, please, no. And this guy still was fucking like, yeah, you
That's
don't like that.
He definitely knew you were not retarded.
I don't know. He might not.
He definitely knew.
Because he kept being like, what's the matter, man? What, you don't understand? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, what, are you slow? And I was just like, huh? No, I'm not slow. Dude, it was so funny.
Oh, my God, dude.
This was a whole different company, though, that I was calling. They didn't talk to me.
Dude,
they didn't know
what
I was
are
quick.
You doing?
I'm waging war with creditors, dude. So then I pretend I'm retarded, and this guy gets really mean to me, and I'm like,
from your trip to Brazil?
Yeah.
You maxed out on these credit cards in Brazil?
And never paid them?
Never paid them.
That's when I missed my flight, and I had to buy a whole other plane to come home. I got lost in fucking, like, some area of Brazil. I had to, like, wait for 6 days and fly standby. So finally, I was like, fuck it. I took my credit card and bought, like, a $1,200 flight, got home, and was like, I thought I was walking home to a lucrative real estate deal. Turns out the guys I was working with were committing deed fraud. And like, I came home and had no money.
I know this story that you cried.
Yeah, that was one of the times.
Your parents.
The time I ran away from home at 19 and cried is when I maxed out my. That was after I maxed out that credit card. I was like, oh, guys, I maxed out a credit card. I was like, too bad, you got to pay it off. And I was like, that's not unfair. And ran away and cried. And then the realtor time, when I came back from the deal, found out the deal didn't go through. I was like, fuck it. And I had to like show houses. And I went out and like I was showing houses. And they were like, hey, we're going to work with someone else. And I was like, that's cool. And like went out to my car. I was like,
you got a guy back.
That was after. That was another time I cried, dude. But no, so then I called my cousin. I'm like, yo, my cousin's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, my cousin's like, I'm going to tell him you're dead. And I was like, dude, tell him that I literally just killed myself. Because I got off the phone with them and like tell him, he's like, all right, I'm going to tell him you jumped out the window. So my cousin called him back and he's like, what the fuck do you guys say to my cousin, man? They're like, what do you mean? Like, dude, he called you guys and just jumped out the window. He's like, retarded. And they're like, have a nice life, sir. And like hung up on him.
He jumped out the window. He's retarded.
The guy's upset my retarded cousin. He jumped out the window.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Man, so
you jumped out like a fucking banker in the, during the stock market crash.
Oh no. 9,000?
The jelly bean stock is plummeted.
Yeah, dude. They told me they're going to drag me out of my house, dude. Like, we're going to come get you. And I was like, no.
Dude,
don't get me.
It's unbelievable.
It was so funny.
That's crazy. I just keep, like, every time student loans calls, I'm like, yeah, well, I can't pay right now. And they're like, do you want us to default? I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Do whatever,
you can
dude.
Do that if you want. Yeah. Do you know the Indian guys who call about security systems?
Yeah.
They do it to my
Indians
little,
call me. I get phone calls from Indians nonstop. Dude,
my little brother drives a truck all day. So he drives around, he has his little Bluetooth thing on.
He's got time.
When they call, he's got time on the road all day. So they're like, "Would you like to talk to a specialist?" He's like, "Yeah, put him through." They're like, "Oh, hello, sir. Would you like a home security system?" And he's like, "Yeah, you know what? I probably need it. It's when my dick is inside your mom. I don't hear a lot of stuff. So I might be fucking your mom." They're like, "Oh, sir, that's not necessary." He's like, "Well, my dick's inside your mom. I don't hear anything, dude. It'd be good to have security."
Oh, fuck, dude.
I like doing that. I like calling when they call me. I'm like, "All right, man, you ready for the, like, I'll pay it. Fuck it. You guys take credit card?" And they're like, "Oh, we take credit card." I'm like, "All right, it's 6-2. And hang up on them. And they're like, probably like, "Fuck." Oh, man. But that's what I've been up to, bro.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
That's fucking hilarious.
I hit Fogo de Chao on
really
Sunday for the Spud's birthday.
That's dude. Awesome.
Dude, it was, I brought a gallon-sized plastic bag with me, filled it up with meats.
What? That's a great move.
It was harder than I thought it would be.
They were probably all over
that. They were fucking hawking me, man. I like, so as soon as you start, if you're going to steal meat from Fogo de Chao, you got to just keep going little by little by little. Because I was like, I was piling up the meat, and I thought I was going to do a quick plate dump. And they see the fucking meat coming out. They see the pile, and they go, the little fucking Brazilian dudes start giving you little teeny little slivers. And I'm like, "You motherfucker." So I start putting it in little by little, and then I think they told someone. So a manager came out. Dude, I was swarmed. And they're coming up to the table, and I'm holding
it's like counting cards,
dude. I'm holding it. I know.
You're at a casino. The pit well, boss came out.
I got my fill. So I'm like, if they kick me out, I don't give a fuck. So yeah. Then, like, this guy comes up to the table, and I'm holding the bag under me, under the table, and, like, you're trying to block from all angles so they can't see you. And this guy's like, move your fork. And I'm like, and I can't use my one hand that I should have used. So I'm, like, reaching with my other hand in a weird way. God. And, dude, I was just, like, I got out of there. I got, like, probably 3 pounds of.
They were probably, like, some moron stealing food at that table. Go fuck with them.
I got, like, 3 pounds of fucking prime rib.
Quality meat.
Dude, it was awesome. I've never been there.
I've heard, bro, it was, like, the best place ever.
It's unreal.
Ugh.
You just flip the card over and they just come fucking
start. I don't think I can handle that. That's how I was at Panera with the iced coffee. Dude, I was just flipping that card, getting bear claws.
It's funny because my brother stopped eating meat and I'm at the table like, "Dude, you need meat." And he's like, "You shouldn't need as much meat as people eat." I'm like, "Bullshit, dude. You need so much meat." And then I got up from the table to go to the bathroom after eating and I was like, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't take full breaths. I was so full. And I had 2.5 pounds of meat in my pocket.
That's awesome. Wait, your brother went to Fogo de Chao?
Yeah, my brother went to Fogo de Chao.
Without, and he's a not
he's a vegan. The salad bar there is pretty off the hook. And if you get the salad bar, it's only half.
All right.
But that's the other thing. You can have one person at the salad bar, and I can be chucking you fucking meat, dude, left and right.
We might need
there's
to take
a lot of
this.
Dude, there's a lot of loopholes. I'm living in a whole new digital world, dude, where I help myself. Like, with water, if I'm in a store, like a convenience store,
yeah,
I grab a bottle of water while I'm in there and just drink it. Like, no one, if you just hold a bottle of water in any store, no one's going to be like, "Hey, what about that?" You just drink it, and they ring you up for your other stuff.
Nice.
So, I mean,
I was putting on a clinic over at fucking Trader Joe's or whatever.
What were you doing?
No,
Whole you were
Foods,
snacking?
Whole Foods.
Oh,
buffet.
Yeah, man. You can snack.
I was putting on a clinic.
Dude, it's
I ate like 3 pounds of chicken just walking around the store.
And no one at Whole Foods, there's that vibe there to where, yeah, like, people were just kind of like, "Well, I don't want to." It's like the most non-confrontational
bunch
people
of docile
who work there.
Fucking losers. Although, yeah, against a straight white man, I bet they're just gearing up. They're probably ready for that
fire
war
and fury. But Whole Foods, they fucks up. They fucked up because they do this little sample cup thing. So if you just like, I'd put a big piece of meat in a sample cup and just hold the sample cup under the meat that I'm eating. Oh. And it's like, sample cup. I claim amnesty under the sample cup. Dude.
That's nice, man.
Dude, there's that.
We got to go to Whole Foods again. I haven't been there.
I love going to the hot bar, dude. It's not that expensive.
Hot bar's so good.
You get breakfast there. It's fucking like $5.
Really?
It's cheap as fuck. Dude, but we went to.
I'm not awake for breakfast.
True that.
More of a lunch and double dinner kind of guy. You get a 6 p.m. dinner and a midnight dinner.
Dude, my newest thing right now is the automated cashiers. Like the self-checkouts.
Are you stealing from those?
Bro, I've punished them.
Really?
I have the perfect legal guys because it's like I'm not trained in operating a cash register. No one trained me how to use this thing. If I just so happen to mess up and end up with a bunch of extra shit in my bag, talk to my lawyer, dude. I didn't sign anything that told you I knew how to use this machinery. I went in there the other day.
You have the legal defense. You have jungle fever legal defense.
What's
dude.
That?
You have black lady legal defense. Like, I'm trained to know. Nobody trained me how to use this. But I don't have to use this.
If you think about it, it's like I never asked to fucking check myself out. I'm an unknowing customer with a low IQ, and I walked over. I got befuddled by the machine.
We've talked about this before. It's like I can go full retard and just walk around like.
I hit Target for fucking like 75 bucks.
I just got to tuck in my tracksuit.
I got a new towel collection from Target. I hit them for like 75 bucks or something. Nice. The other day.
What'd you get?
I got a bunch of natural hair products for my babe. We're going natural together. It's our journey.
Oh my God.
Dude, they're like 20 bucks a piece.
Also, I forgot to. I speaking of you and your bae.
Yeah.
We had a lot of concerns about how much she was washing your ass.
Why?
The last episode, I got a lot of people being like, dude, what the fuck was that thing about Matt getting his ass dude, washed?
Try it out. It's awesome.
I'm never ever trying that
if you
out.
Go and steal your babe a bunch of fucking hair products from Target, she'll be washing your ass too, dude.
No.
I fucking plundered. Dude, nothing turns your babe on.
Wait, you need to acknowledge. We should call it.
You want to call it?
Unless you got more gay shit to say.
No, dude. I just wanted to say one thing, dude. This is something I've discovered.
Oh, all right, nice.
Just the self-checkout machines, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, this is Walmart. Someone was telling me this the other day where, like, Amazon, like, Walmart destroyed a bunch of small businesses. You know, they just, not destroyed, but they took over their part of the market. But Amazon's putting Walmart out of business. Now Walmart's just trying to do all this automated cashier shit. And dude, I'm telling you, dude, you might not be into fucking shoplifting, but you go there, you get like five or six things, scan two and leave. I mean, dude, it's easy as it gets.
And you're talking shoplifting from Walmart.
All you got to do. No, all I'm saying is like if you say you're getting like some computer paper, throw in two more reams, hold it all as one unit, scan it, chuck it in the bag. And they're like, what the fuck? Like, well, I thought they all scanned. It's foolproof.
It is.
And it's a sinking ship. So it's like, you know, don't get greedy.
True.
And dude, here's the cool thing too. If you slip a couple extra things in your bag, you go back and just return it. They give you a gift card. Then you go buy shit at Walmart and steal more stuff. And dude, it's a never ending money ball, dude.
I'll tell you when the money ball ends. It's when you get arrested.
Nah, because you don't get greedy. You don't pig out. You just every day a little fucking 15, 20
bucks. A little off the top.
A little 15, 20 bucks. You walk out with your bag, dude. And I'll purposely put a bunch of
shit. I bet this is going on at Wakanda all day, every day.
I'm in Wakanda all
You're in Wakanda doing that?
I do it in Wakanda every day.
Well, they probably think you're a cop.
Because it gets so busy, dude. And then, like, in my head, I'm like.
Wakanda.
In my head, I'm like, this lady. Because there's a lady who goes, Target, dude, there's no person checking in the receipt.
Target's white people trust.
All day long. It's like
Target's,
Whole Foods.
Target's the Whole Foods.
Yeah, they got the Whole Foods.
Of Walmart.
Like,
yeah.
Well, let's. No, but at Walmart, though, the funny thing is they have somebody reading a receipt. But you think, like, how much does this person give a fuck what's in your bag?
Yeah, how much answers, are they fucking reading?
Zero. I'll have paid for one item and have, like, four things and be like, here's the receipt. And they go, boom, and you're out of there.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, it's all day long. And as they go, because we're going to all, it's going to go to automation eventually. So it's like you might as well get what you can from Walmart before they close down. And then, you know, then it's fucking tough times.
Yeah.
So this is a fucking call to the boys and girls, dude. It's like, go start fucking taking.
Start pillaging from Walmart.
Start taking. No, I'm just saying, every time you go, just get fucking 10 bucks for you. You know, 10 bucks worth of shit for free. Because they're.
Treat yourself.
They're saving so much money cutting cashiers out.
Mm.
It's like, well, let me fucking save a couple bucks too, bro.
True.
I'm telling you, go to self-checkout. Go to Acme. Buy produce.
Yeah.
Hold the bag up a little bit, dude. You know, you buy 10, you buy 14 or 5 pounds of apples, you fucking check out, hold that back, little Wild Wild West trick. Dude, you can save like 50 bucks at the supermarket. And they're all going out of business anyway. So it's like, you know, treat yourself.
It's like a sinking Titanic, dude.
Yeah.
All you're doing is stealing a little chandelier off the sinking ship.
Exactly.
What's the difference?
And then Walmart's about to own all of us and give us universal basic income in like 50 years. We're all going to be peasants.
Nice.
Because you're not going to be able to really start a business like that because everyone's going to shop online. Walmart's just going to give us money, so you might as well steal from Walmart. That's my... Or Amazon's going to give us money, so...
You think Amazon's going to control us?
It's going back to the Old Testament. You're going to go to Jeff Bezos and be like, no, your servant loves you. I am your servant.
I can't fucking wait to get servant income. I know, I'm going to be fucking balling out.
We're going to be pure serfs, dude.
No, not me.
Pure serfs.
I'm
self,
a man.
Dude. So I can't wait.
I got red blood, warm blood rolling through my body.
Jeff Bezos is just going to be sending us fucking shit. I ordered something off Amazon the other day, got same day delivery, and was just blown away. Ordered it at 10 a.m., came at like 2 p.m., and I was just like, oh my God. I'm going to go steal from Walmart right now.
Yes.
Dude.
You got good.
I'm telling you, man. It's just don't pig out. That's the thing. You just got to, you know, get one thing that is, don't try to steal the expensive thing. Get the five other things that are, you know, add up to $25 and in the bag and you're out. And then they go, sir. And you go, oh my God, I'm so, you didn't leave the store yet. Yeah. So it's not shoplifting. You go, I'm so embarrassed. Then you never go back to that one again. Or fuck it. Go back tomorrow. Go back again, dude. There's a different person there.
True. Like, same cameras.
Sentimental. Bro, I look those, like this into those cameras, and they look at your face, and you just go beep, 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 and then a couple things pop. Dude, I've surveyed the whole thing. That's, though, the one thing they finally get you. If they run back, if they do facial recognition, you just scan your face, and they're like, they play your greatest hits, like, take me up before we go. It's just
stealing detergent. You're
like, towels, like,
oh, no, Matt. You got to check yourself on
this. Wait till self-driving cars come out.
What do you think's going to happen then?
It's just going to be fucking hilarious, dude. I was laughing at like how I was telling my girlfriend, I'm like, dude, when self-driving cars come out, it's going to be so funny seeing you trying to backseat drive just like the computer program. Be like, why are you doing this way?
Oh, who? You're bae.
I'm fucking bae, dude.
You're bae.
Always got shit to say. I'm like, I was like, I can't wait till this shit just drives itself. You're still, it's sick, dude, to think about road rage. That's all I'm going to do. When we're all self-driving, I'm just going to pull up.
Fuck you. Like,
fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. Pussy.
Road rage is pretty sick.
Sick, dude.
It's pretty fun.
It's so fun. Wait till you don't have to drive. Wait till you just pull up next to someone and be like, bitch.
Wait till you can drink and just fight.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of the fucking car.
Man.
Dude, everyone's going to be fucking with each other. If you're in traffic and you're in self-driving cars and you're like, dude, I got like 10 miles to go, you could just get out, hop in someone else's car, bullshit with them, jump in your car.
Yeah.
Get some motherfucking head.
Get some head, dude. Spelled H-E-D, dude. Get some fucking head.
Some motherfucking head.
Saw that picture. Like,
it was like when we were in Wawa that one time and it was just drunk fucking shitty finance guys.
Remember
the dude was stuffing Doritos down his face? He had Doritos all over his face. He looked at me and Shane. He's like, this is the only way. Just walked away.
Dude, you're really crushing those Doritos. He's like, it's the only way. Kept walking. That was the night of the heist. But yeah. Let's not get into the
We can't talk about that. We heisted Wawa's.
There's still time for them to arrest us.
I stole my dinner tonight.
You stole your dinner?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you do that?
Whole Foods Hot Bar, baby.
Nice. Whole Foods Hot Bar.
Oh, my God. Fill it up and get on out of there, dude.
That's sick.
There's too much going on.
There is.
It's too much.
You took me to that place.
I showed you.
I ate like a pound of chicken thigh just walking around through the aisles. The place is awesome.
No one questions you, dude. I'm going to eventually get fucking nabbed in there. That'd be sick if that's how I went out.
That's a Pepsi commercial in there.
Oh, dude.
I saw like black dudes in like overalls with one unbuttoned and like.
Dudes holding a longboard. Like,
white dudes with dreads. It's fucking sick in there.
Yeah, it's fucking. It's a wild place, man.
I stole lunch the other day.
Where?
Just Drexel. Black lady. Made me steal it. Got a salad, and she was like, yeah, you swiped. Go ahead. And I was like,
damn, dude.
All right. So I went to the next register and started to pay, and she saw me and was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, oh, yeah, you're trying to make me steal this. So I walked back, and I was like, thanks. And she was like, do you want a drink? I was like, no, I'm good. She was like, why don't you go get a drink?
Dude.
I was like, all right. She like made me steal the meal and the drink.
She wanted to smash, dude.
It was a big black lady covered in tats, dude. She was the real deal.
She wanted to smash, dude.
She could sense my fucking alpha presence. I was the first man she saw walk through there in hours.
Dude. Oh, my God.
She's in a Drexel lunchroom.
She probably fucking dressed herself. All
Indian kids with fucking cool haircuts.
100%, dude. Fucking spikes and like Dragon Ball Z dudes, dude. Yeah, man. Shit.
Yeah.
You gotta go back there. Anyway, what the fuck are we talking about, Chipotle?
We're talking about Chipotle. Yeah, the chicken. Or whatever meat.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
If the last thing I need in my day is somebody half-assing a fucking meat portion, and now you're putting me in the position where I got to say, hey, come on.
Yeah.
Why don't you give me a fucking portion, dude?
It's a fucking weird ordeal. Especially when you're paying for guac. You're paying fucking $2.
Well, I'm not paying for guac, but I am in there. I fucking, dude, you taught me how to Chipotle.
I'm telling you.
That is the fuck. This was pretty much like Dances with Wolves. I just showed up thinking I knew culture. Matt fucking indoctrinated me into his world where he's fucking stripping the Tatanka of everything.
Dude, I maximize. When I go to Chipotle, I have like a Native American.
You get those three shells.
I get everything I can possibly get out of them for free.
It's crazy.
So you go to Chipotle. You order your food. First of all, it's like you totally fucking shit on them. If they don't give you enough rice, it's like, yo, hook up. They'll always give you more rice.
They'll always give you more the without rice, saying, no give me extra.
Yeah,
you're like, if you say the words, give me extra chicken,
yeah,
now you're paying.
Exactly.
Possibly.
But
if you say, why don't you give me a little more?
Come on, man.
Or now, like, you have to be charming and charismatic. We don't need a bunch of you fucking white retards that listen to this going out there like, give me more chicken.
Give me chicken, gay black guy Chipotle.
Yeah, dude. No, you got to have some fucking level of little guile, charisma. Dude. Yeah.
The rice right away, be like, can I get a little more rice? Dude, rice, no problem. Yeah. They hit you with the chicken, it's like, ooh, man. Let me get a little more.
A little more pollo, especially if it's a Hispanic. They love when you use their native tongue. Pollo,
dude.
Say, hey, listen. Especially if you use a racial slur, but get it wrong. And then
you go to the guac, dude. That's when you can bargain because you have some fucking leverage. It's like, dude, I'm paying $1.85. What the fuck is that little green turd?
Yeah, true.
It's like, get in there.
Yeah.
And then you can ask for double chicken. Sometimes there's a communication breakdown, and they just, by the end of it, they just totally forget. They give you double.
Yeah, they always forget who gave you double.
The worst thing I ever did is I asked for guac and they put the lid on and the fucking cashier was fucking off. So there was no cashier for like 3 minutes. Licked the old thumb, wiped their coating off. So I wiped off the extra chicken, wiped off the G.
That was your fucking, you couldn't even help it.
That's how I know how to maximize a Chipotle. Right away, I always get three hard shells too. So I get a bowl and I put all my meat
fucking,
in
them.
Wow,
it's
dude,
your
that's
instinct,
sick.
Dude.
Dude, I'm proud of that. I'm a proud Jew.
Well.
Wow,
Chipotle
is
a good fucking establishment.
Nah, dude, because there's an unacceptable amount of chicken coming down.
Yeah, but you get rewarded
when they scoop it and then shake it.
Oh,
that might be Jay versus Jay.
I do not like that.
I might be me versus black Jews, dude. Fucking, they're fucking. They're fucking this is pure Jew sorcery, dude. It's reverse them. They get that chicken, they give it a little fucking,
give it a little rattle,
a little fucking Old Testament shake, dude.
They fucking, jar some of it loose, dude.
They fucking the ocean parts and they knock some of the fucking loose chicken off, dude.
Yeah, and then you lock eyes with whoever's
doing
it.
I'm in Chipotle like, doing my big fucking shepherd staff, like. Free, I demand more chicken.
Yeah, that's
hell
nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it, dude.
Then
it's so sick. I'm a Jewish comedian now, dude.
I don't think you're ever gonna get that.
I am, dude.
No,
I got
not.
The blood pumping through me.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Huh?
No, you don't.
I can't get that. Well, I gotta get tested first.
You're too frivolous with your money to be that.
How? I do ball out hard.
I was going to say, do I need to name it?
Yeah, I kind of do, like, spend all my money. Yeah, fuck, you're right.
I did Lord at Chipotle last time we were there. I got chips.
Dude, that
I thought
tray
you were
was
eating
fuck.
Chips.
I was,
you
I,
eating chips.
I just
oh,
ate.
Yeah. Tell the people about the taco shells. That's the...
That's. I just said it. I already told them about that.
Oh, you did?
You order a Chipotle bowl. Well, in case you were fucking off in Savannah and you weren't listening, you order a Chipotle bowl. You ask for... This is fucking secret knowledge, by the
this
way.
This is secret.
You ask for three hard tortillas, the crunchy shells.
Yeah.
They pop them out and they give them to you.
They give them to you for free.
They were pulling some bullshit where they were only giving two for a while.
Ooh.
And I raised up against it. I was like, dude, how much is an extra one? I'll fucking give you an extra dollar. Give me it. They never charge at the end.
Now, you can name it. You can just be like, give me four. They'll
give
you four.
They'll hook it up.
Now,
so you ask for shells. Now you get a bowl, mix your guac and your bowl up, you know, or sour cream if you're gay, and fucking. And then you make four tacos, and it's delicious.
And yeah. So that's. Yep.
That's how you maximize a Chipotle. That's literally the art. That's the art of the deal.
I love that this podcast went from like fucking bullshit, like just this, you know, alt-right rant up top to now it's just like, and that's how you maximize your experience at Chipotle.
We're basically Bear Grylls, dude, of West Philadelphia.
We are. Yeah, for sure. We got candles, mattresses. We got an air mattress. I eat beans. If I get my hands on $20, I ball out,
dude.
Lose it immediately on takeout food.
The best is when Bays figure out I have an air mattress. It takes a minute because it's so high up.
That's a
every
nice
now
and
they came in like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm inflating my bed. It's dude, it's the fucking absolute pussy hand dryer, dude.
When they
hear the bed go,
it's a good thing you got that acoustic guitar sitting right next to it to equalize it.
I have to, dude.
You have to. That's not. You can't even play it. Matt just has an acoustic guitar sitting next to his air mattress.
Matt
literally can't play guitar. It's just there to counteract
dude.
The pussy.
Make me shred right now.
You can definitely shred. Definitely do not shred on the podcast.
I won't shred on the podcast. That's every time I inflate my air mattress, I have to play like two songs of Bad Fish by Sublime to get the pussy back.
You gotta
to
play
fucking...
Wonderwall to get.
I need to get the pussy back to homeostasis, dude. I gotta play like a G chord and be like, all right, we're back.
Yeah. So he has a.
I have an air mattress, bro. I've been on an air mattress,
that's
dude.
A good air, that's a fucking nice air mattress.
It's my third one. I keep fucking breaking them, bro.
Keep popping through them because of all your boning,
needle
dude.
Needle dick, dude. I keep fucking... I miss the pussy and break the air mattress, dude.
Matthew. Sorry. Matthew. You think that's how you should speak, dude? Yeah. You've had too many sighties. You finished that sightie yet?
Almost.
Pop, chug it. Hurry fuck up, it. Dude. Stop it. Stop it. It's not funny. It's immature. Chicks, dude. chug your sightie on the cat. Finish the whole thing. Finish the whole thing, dude. Finish the whole thing. Is that empty?
What do you think, bro?
You're such a bitch.